It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall. And now your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Here's Mr. Creel.
Good morning, William Sackett. We are recording this program on Thursday, August 18th. It's at 10:37 in the morning, and I want to talk about the news du jour, just ever so briefly. Mayor Gilich came, I think he probably pretty much knocked you back a little bit whenever he floated this idea of Paul Tisdale. I think you'd be a good chief administrative officer. Give some people some insight into how this thing has worked so far, as much as you want to.
Sure. June 20th was a Monday before our June 21st council meeting, and that's my daughter-in-law's birthday. That's why I remember the date. I was speaking with David Nichols, just covering some items that were coming up on the following day's agenda, and the mayor said, let me talk to you for a moment before I left, and I did, and he covered a couple of things, and then he said, basically said, look, David Nichols is going to be leaving. He said, that's going to break in a moment. He's going to be going to the Biloxi School District as their personnel director. I'd like for you to be the next CAO. Well, I was chewing gum and almost choked on my gum. My first question to him, statement was, surely you have to have better candidates in mind. He said, no, you're the guy at this time to do this job. You have the credentials, you have the experience, you invest yourself in the meetings that the city conducts. You don't have to do that. And honestly, I go because I'm curious about city government. So I didn't seek this position. I said, I'll talk with my family. I'll get back to you in a few days, which I did. Now, it involves me giving up my council seat. I don't mind doing that as an administrator, and that's what I did. And some folks have said, well, you know, the school district, it's an insulated environment. The school district is just like a city, just like Keesler Air Force Base mm-hmm. is a city within a city. We have departments. The budget, the number of personnel, about the same. We got all the federal rules and regs, not exactly the same, but, mm-hmm. you know, all the oversight. So I did that for 7 years. And some people would disagree that I did a good job because we had some really difficult issues to deal with. Some of those were school closings. And at the time, we couldn't afford to keep the schools open because schools are funded based on the number of students they have. And, of course, our student enrollment at that time was down, as the years went by, between 20% and 30%.
And when you say they're funded by the number of students, that doesn't mean the local money. That means the federal government and the state send us money, in a nutshell, based on how many students we have. So the school district was looking at having far less money coming in from state and federal sources.
Right. So to make a long story short, that was a big issue. The second thing was, as the economy wound down, then state revenues, because we get state revenues, as you pointed out, mm-hmm. That dwindled. The number of students we had dwindled. And as I recall, we recommend about 17 to 20 teachers that had been in Biloxi for a year with Biloxi. So there was a big budget reduction caused by the reduction of student personnel. That having been said, we made some difficult decisions, and I couldn't have done that without the backing of the school board. So I'm not out there making these decisions, just like the mayor has to go to the council for approval on some things.
Okay, so the school stuff all happens and everything, and you do all that, and then you decided to retire, but you did not go quietly into the night.
Well, actually, I had time. It's either stay home and do the honey-do list or get out of the house and hang somewhere. So I started coming to council meetings about a month after I retired. After doing that for a couple of years, I'd spoken with Tom Wall. He said he wasn't running. I ran unopposed, but I came to council meetings for about 2 years just to see what was going on, and I thought, you know, it might be a little more fun being on the side of the table where you ask the questions rather than answer the questions. Mm-hmm. So I've tried to learn a lot about city government, and that's why I go to the Planning Commission meetings. That's why every once in a while I'll go to the DRC meetings. That's why I go to the Finance Department if I have questions about budget. That's why I spent a couple of years talking with the folks in insurance. That's why I'll sit down and speak with Mayor Gilich from time to time. I'm just curious about how things work, and I see that there are some improvements that could be made from the CAO perspective. And, you know, we've got an attorney general opinion that said, hey, you can serve without compensation. We have an ethics committee opinion, Ethics Commission opinion. It says you can serve without compensation. And the thing to remember is, in all of this, if I were to be approved as CAO, we have an election coming up in the spring. We could have new council members. We could have a new member.
New mayor.
A new mayor. Regardless, with a new council and a new term, all the director recommendations have to come before the council again for confirmation. So what am I getting out of this? The opportunity to serve my committee.
Community.
Mm-hmm. Or committee, as that may be. Yeah. But having said that, there is explicitly no expectation for me to serve past the current term of this council. Mm-hmm. I don't mind not being paid because I have the experience and the expertise to deal with an organization this size. Quite honestly, if this doesn't work out, I'm content to be the councilman in Ward 5. But I will tell you, my observation is communication has to be better within the organization.
Mm-hmm.
And running the day-to-day business and operations of the city is to keep things moving, to provide services efficiently and effectively. And sometimes you have to crack the whip, and sometimes you have to cajole, but it's all based on relationships. And I believe in laying my cards on the table. And if anybody sees me and wants to ask me a question about the CAO position, feel free to ask.